baby. Hear that music. It's time to connect the dots. And this is your host, Tom Edison. From New York City, the capital of the world. Woo! Yeah. And most people around the rest of the world don't realize probably the most important election, maybe in the history of the world, but certainly in America, the most important election outside of the presidential election is happening in New York City. We're talking about four candidates, three losers, and one qualified candidate running for mayor of New York City. And it's kind of down, kind of like party lines, but it's more than that even. We got three Democrats running for mayor. Two of them running as independents, but they're all Democrats, and one Republican, the famous Curtis Sliwa, the guy who invented the Guardian Angels. He's got a fan club in New York of over 300,000 people. Very popular guy, down-to-earth person, the only candidate who's not afraid to ride the subway. In fact, he and his Guardian Angels patrol the subways to help, people protect people from the criminals who ride the subway system in New York. And I think it's 38 days to go. If you haven't paid attention to what's going on, you should, because we got this one honest guy, common man candidate, Curtis Sliwa, who is well known and loved by New Yorkers, against three despicable people who happen to be Democrats. And they're offering nothing, and he's offering everything. But at the same time, politics as it is, New York City is a Democratic town when it comes to voters, I think. The registered Democrats are like 75% of the people registered to vote in New York are Democrats. So it's a battle. I mean, if that 75% is going to be split three ways, because nobody's bowing out. Everybody wants the title. Anyhow, so when you get a chance, look into it, because it's probably the most important election of this decade, maybe the whole 21st century, and it's happening right here in New York City. And I don't know, that's about all I can say about that. Look into it. Meanwhile, there is all kinds of weird stuff happening on the venue out there. We've got the Trump magnate going ballistic on everything. You know, I think he's even got a credit card scam going, or new business going called the Gold Card, where they got a picture of him on the card. Talk about ego. And the Statue of Liberty in the background. His image, much more powerful and bigger than the Statue of Liberty, of course. Anyhow, look into that one, too. And then, what else is happening? Yeah, people are getting arrested. Most recent, you know, and this is all to do with, it all revolves around Trump in a way, because it's ICE out there. They nabbed this guy in Iowa. I mean, who cares at him? But apparently, this guy was in the country illegal, but managed to get himself a couple of degrees, college degrees, got himself a job in charge of education in Iowa, making $305,000 a year, and he's illegally here. How could that be? Well, apparently, it happened. You know, and the guy was arrested, and then they find in the possession of a weapon, a loaded weapon, which an illegal person is not allowed to have in America. And, you know, crazy things are happening. People are being indicted. People are going to be going to jail. It's a real chaotic situation. And so a lot of it is related to Trump. Meanwhile, the most important election in America is happening in New York City, and Trump doesn't want to get involved and be supportive of the Republican, Curtis Sliwa. You know, I thought Trump was a Republican, but I guess he only supports people that support him. And our billionaires and et cetera, et cetera. So anyhow, I just had to mow through that, the local news. But more importantly, what's on the agenda, you know? I talk about it every other week. If you don't know about the portal, that gives us a lot of intel about what's happening behind the scenes in the galaxy, yeah, you know? There are other races out there in the galaxy. In fact, they're all in our solar system right now watching what is happening. And because we're at the beginning of the age of Aquarius, and there's a new destiny has been planned. Who plans all these things? I would guess God. But after all, it's God's universe. And Earth has suffered enough under the hands of dark forces. You know, we know them here as Illuminati. Not the ones that are they're still trying to convert people to join their organization. We're not talking about the original Illuminati. But if we go back to that year, 1775, most people don't realize that this proper term to call him, ascended being, you know, like Jesus, you know, Jesus became an ascended being after he was done with his life here on earth. And he went back up into the heavenly realms. But ascended being called Saint Germain in 1775, or was it 1776, you know, and maybe it was 1775, that's the beginning of the Illuminati. The original ones that were supposed to be good. And Saint Germain, I believe from the country of France, set up a trust with real money that has been building interest and wealth for, well, you do the math, 1875, 1975, you know, 250 years, basically, and give or take a day or two, it's a lot of money that's going to be reinstituted to the general public. You know, it's connected with the Nasera, if you heard about it. And, he's working with the Galactic Confederation. I've talked about them before. Not to be confused with the Galactic Federation, not to be confused with the make-believe Star Trek Federation of Captain Kirk. And these things are happening real now. They're still, you know, the public on our world. We're still being kept in the dark about all these things going on behind the scenes. But if you visit the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, you'll find out about it. I recently went to one of their workshops. They have workshops around the world once every month or 2 months. They had one in New York City recently, and I found out that the spokesperson, Cobra, is actually a real human being. How about that? You know? And there was a lot of things happening at that workshop. Of course, everyone who goes to the workshop has to sign an agreement not to reveal the details. But I can tell you this, Cobra is a real human being. I talked to him for a bit about a thing or two. And so much for that. There will be a date in the near future when I will be allowed to talk in more detail. Well, if you ever went to the portal before, eventually they released the questions and answers that were there. And all the other things going on. So, but I was there, that was, let me see, that was on the 13th and the 14th of September. And talk about coincidences, like it was lunchtime to go out for a break. And I wandered over to a parade going on in New York City. And who do I run into? Mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa. Talk about a small world. And we had a small conversation. So that's what's happening of importance, I could say. But meanwhile, behind the scenes, there is a lot going on, you know? I've made my request after talking to Cobra. I've made my request that the galactic beings should start showing pictures of what they look like. They're not going to land immediately right now because they don't want to land while the Gaza war is going on and the Ukraine war is going on. So my request was that they start broadcasting, you know, from their motherships out there in the solar system, images of themselves. You know, we're tired of looking at the cartoon drawings. We want to see what they really look like, you know? And preferably, we want to see the humanoid galactic beings that look pretty much like us, Pleiadians and so on. I mean, there's others that don't look exactly like us, but we need to begin with the ones that look like us. And they should start doing that now. I mean, who am I? You know, just a radio host here. But I made that request. I found out how to go about doing it. And it's out there. Whether they will listen to reason and understand the practicality of doing this, you know, 99.9% of the world still believes there are no, you know, they believe what they get on the boob tube. And there is no recognition of real galactic beings in the universe by any government. Well, let's face it, the government's all controlled by negative beings, negative races. That's how they stay in power. They want to pretend there's nothing else out here. They control all the governments, including the U.S. government. Maybe Trump himself isn't controlled, but the rest of the government is, basically, as all other governments in the world. And they keep their control. If you've seen them, not only in the movie The Matrix, but if you saw the, let me say, it's on the tip of my tongue here, 1984. No, I didn't read the book, but I saw the movie. And it's an important scene in the movie when the regular common man guy gets to talk to the one of the bigwigs, controllers of society, and he explains in this scene, particular scene, he explains to this nobody, common man, that they create the wars on purpose to keep masses under control. This is a book, 1984, written back in the 19th century, not the 20th century, back in the 19th century, I believe it was written, 1800s, you know. And this guy had the vision, or was given the information, downloaded into him, and he wrote this great book for telling the truth about what is currently being revealed. So what's going on behind the scenes is very, very important. Unfortunately, outside of people like me that publicly broadcast the knowledge about that, there's other people out there being interviewed on different things. You know, definitely, rarely on YouTube. YouTube is part of the Matrix control system. They don't want the real truth getting out. They're helpful putting your videos out there, but that's what the Galactic Confederation needs to do. Put a few videos out there on YouTube saying, here we are, look at us, but there's other ways that you get the images to us. And we'll just see what happens. Cross your fingers, as they say. Hey, let me tell you, if you're listening, this is a call-in radio show. You know, anything I talk about, you want to elaborate on it, or maybe you've got a topic that's just stop me in my tracks, and we'll talk about the topic that you believe is so important. You know, all you have to do is call the number, 888-627-6008. And the engineer at the switchboard will put you on hold, and then they will let me know I have a caller, and then I'll ask you who your name is, where you're calling from, and we'll proceed like what's on your mind. That's how easy it works. So anyhow, that's the call-in number, 888-627-6008. And, of course, if you're listening to the show on your computer at the BBS Internet Radio site, the number would be on the side, the number for Station 1. Yeah, this is Station 1 I'm talking on here. And the name of the show is Connect the Dots. And I make connections every week. And I'm listed on the schedule. 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Central Time, because everything on their schedule, the radio station schedule, is listed in Central Time or Central Daylight Time while we're still on the daylight time. However, I do the show from New York City, the capital of the world. That's it. You know? In fact, New York City is such a popular and loved place to be a country into itself. Or maybe, you know, maybe we can work up a deal with President Trump. We want to be the 51st state, okay? Forget about Greenland and Canada. They don't want to be the 51st state, but New York City might want to be the 51st state. How about that, President Trump and all you Trumpers? Don't you think New York City deserves to be the 51st state? And we can all get to redesign the flag again and business for everyone. And then we won't have to listen to, you know, that could change a lot, really. New York City being the 51st state. We'll have to do some renegotiating with the cutthroats, the bandits that have control of the bridges and tunnels. If, you know, if you don't live in New York City, maybe you're not aware. Everyone west of the Hudson River, which is probably over 90% of the landmass of the continental United States, has to pay an exorbitant toll just to get into New York City, unless they go out of their way by hundreds of miles. You know, luckily the people on Long Island don't have to pay that money to get into New York City because they're on the other side of the Hudson River. But, I mean, ridiculous. The toll used to be $1 to cross any bridge or tunnel to get in New York City. Then, you know, years went by. It went up to $2, and it stayed there for a long time. Then after decades of the $2 toll, it went up to $4. You know, okay, inflation and all that. And, you know, it was manageable. And we're just talking about a car. Trucks, they got to pay 10 times more sometimes, depending on the size of the truck. And then all of a sudden, they went bananas. They went, just jumped up to $6, $12, $17. I think it's $22 now to cross to get into New York City. One of the most vibrant economic zones in the world, New York, North Jersey. And they're killing it with these ridiculous tolls. And on top of that, congestion pricing, which adds $9 every day you want to drive below 16th Street in Manhattan. So you pay your $22 to go through the Lincoln Tunnel or go over the George Washington Bridge, and then you automatically get charged another $9. And you can't even pay cash. They force you to get an easy pass or set up an account for an easy pass. Again, government forcing you to do things, you know? And especially it's annoying if you only go there occasionally, you know? It's bad enough you have to pay these ridiculous $22 plus $9 just coming through the Lincoln Tunnel. I think it's $31. For what? Just to enter into the big city, the Big Apple, you know? It's ridiculous. It keeps people out. They don't want to do it, you know? And, hey, you can do it for a little cheaper on a train or a bus, but it's still overly expensive just to enter into New York City from 90% of America. Insane, you know? And so that's why it would be good for New York City to be a state. Because the state of New York and the state of New Jersey allow, they have leverage to allow the this crooked highway robbery corporation, this private company, that charges these exorbitant fees and raises them with no debate on the matter, really. All they have to do is send some bribe money to the governor of New Jersey and the governor of New York, both criminals. Just about all governors are criminals. And they agree to any rate hike. Well, that needs to change. And the best way for New York City to change that would to become a state and tell these crooked bandits that you can no longer operate these vital connections as a private organization. You need to sell it to us or give it to us, the city of New York, and we'll come up with a fair price, a price that only covers the cost of running, operating the bridges and tunnels. And it isn't that much as it used to be. They fired all the employees because it's all easy pass. And if you don't have easy pass, they send you a bill in the mail. And, if you don't pay it on time, then they charge you $5. They can charge you even $50 if they want to, a penalty, you know, because you didn't pay that exorbitant fee in the time they allotted. Again, more corruption, more hurting the common man, the poorer people. But it didn't end there. They harassed. You know, New York City, it's an unusual place. It's got a river, big river on one side, separated by water. And so you have to get in there by a bridge or a tunnel. And there is no really freight service for commodity goods, and rail freight is one of the cheapest ways to ship. There are no freight cars in Manhattan. And so everything has to come in by truck, you know? So first the truck has to be maybe $100 to get into the city. And then all the trucks in the downtown area have to have two drivers on them, even though one driver could probably handle the whole job, because they've got these nasty, monstrous ticket agents they put into place that just continuously walk around the block. And if your vehicle there, even though you have the commercial plates you need to utilize an area for trucks to load and unload, if there's no one sitting in your truck when that ticket monster comes by, he's going to give you a ticket, and not a cheap one either. Meanwhile, you're probably up in some building on the 23rd floor waiting for the elevator to come down, doing a job, you know, not really, you know, doing what you're supposed to be doing, parking in a prescribed area for trucks to make deliveries. You come down, you got a big fat ticket on your windshield because the ticket agent monster didn't see anyone in the truck. And how could you be in two places at one time? You know, there used to be a lot of owner-operators, single people would come in with vans and bring goods at a cheaper cost. Now when you have to, only the big companies that can come in now that can afford to put a second driver in to avoid the ticket scam that goes on. And this is the kind of crap that raises the price of everything in New York City. And it's insane. And this is what's going on. So when I say New York City should be a state, it should be. Because then they would have some, they could actually break up, use their authority, state authority to break up this crooked bridge and tunnel authority that milks the public with outrageous fees that don't make any sense and indirectly raise the cost of everything in New York City, which makes it even harder for the people that pay the exorbitant rents just to live there. Now they have to pay more for everything that comes in, because everything that comes into New York City basically comes in via truck. All the container ships, you know, from overseas and stuff like that, they don't go to New York City. They come in the harbor and they all shuttle over to the port, which is over in Newark, New Jersey. Which means when they, after the cargo containers are unloaded in Newark and other local communities there in New Jersey, whatever is in there has to be brought into Manhattan via truck, which incurs that $100 fine or more, I mean, toll or more to get in, and then other things of having to have two drivers if you want to unload stuff in Manhattan. This is total insanity, and it's being allowed to happen by crooked, money-hungry government people. And I just had to say that because, you know, the most popular city in the world, the capital of the world, that people are being milked out of their money for no logical reason except to milk them out of their money. And this continues. And the present governors of New York and New Jersey, they don't even discuss this issue. They allow this private entity called the Bridge and Tunnel of New York Port Authority to fleece the people out of as much money as they want. And there's no regulation law saying they can't raise it even higher. And this continues. And no sign of it getting any better. All politics, all crooked politics, all big money players milking the poor people. And that's who suffers all the time, the poor people. You know? And if you notice, prices are going up everywhere in America. Even in the local states, New Jersey, right outside of New York, Connecticut, the prices are going up, on food and stuff like that. Now, you know, no regulatory control of this. They've all jumped on the bandwagon. Let's just raise the price of everything. And as regular people, what do we really have any control of this? Hell no. Yeah, we have to all get farms and grow our own fruits and vegetables, which is not easy to do because all the valuable land around New York City has been taken up. And all the old farms have been bought up. And what do? They put high-rise condominiums, expensive apartments on all the farmland that was farmland. It's farmland no more because the poor farmers couldn't hack out a living anymore. And again, here we are. Come around full circle. Everything has to be transported in via motor vehicles. And of course, what's interesting, you know, free energy was invented over 100 years ago and made available to the public, but the controllers of our world will not allow the public to have free energy. We have to keep paying the oil companies, whether we're business or regular people. You know, that would help out a lot. Allow these free energy engines to be put out there. Oh, so a few oil workers have to lose their job. Well, what's more important, oil workers losing their job or the people suffering? You know, I mean, really, they can do other things. You know? And that's the situation that's going on. And it's really spiraling out of control. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. It's sickening, but, you know, the chaos is like irking for a revolution. But at the same time, that something like that is easier said than done. So anyhow, that's why we should be talking about what's in our solar system, good galactic beings. They want to free us from all this suffering we're going through, all this extortion we're going through. And there are negative ET races that are behind all this. And of course, just like that movie, 1984, they understand the principle, because chaos, keep the wars going, you keep the people under control. And the human race has been invaded long time ago by many bad actors out there in the universe. That's why they have control of our world so much. That's why they want you to believe there's no one in the universe except the Earthlings. Because once we find out, and it becomes public knowledge, that there are beings all around the galaxy. Some of them are good, and some of them are bad. And fortunately, the bad ones have created the matrix here. The bad ones keep us under lock and key to the best of their ability. But that is coming kind of like to an end. If you've listened to the show before, back in, let me see, December of 2023, the victory of the light was declared. You know, the light, those are the good people. Darkness, they're the bad people. They declared victory. The war has been won, but the battles are still playing itself out. Just like when the Civil War in America ended, it took months in some cases before the troops out west, Confederates and Yankees, were still battling them. The war had already been ended. The peace treaty had been signed, but they still hadn't got the message, and they were still battling it out and killing each other. Look it up. And that's essentially what's happened. The dark forces have been defeated. Their end is coming, you know. They're still roaming about, creating middle battles to try to hold on to what they don't want to give up, which is control of the human race. And we got the ongoing Gaza war by the monster Netanyahu, who publicly says he has no intention in India. And we got the Gaza war, I mean the Ukrainian war by the little jerk who is in with the dark side, you know. It's where he gets his bribe money at to keep him sustained. I hear he's wealthy. His people in this country are suffering, but he's wealthy. And the latest scam on that is out there. He's the Ukrainian army has captured some Russian drones, and they're going to use them to create false flag events in Poland and Romania and blame it on the Russians. You know, they're going to fix up these shot down Russian drones, and they're going to run attacks on major areas in Romania and Poland, and to further blame the Russians. It's a false flag event. And that's what's on the agenda right now. They're working on it. We'll probably hear it in the news. Well, we're already started the beginning of it with incursions over airspace of NATO countries. Well, next is coming the bombing. And they'll be telling their fantasy story that Russia is trying to control, take over all of Europe, when in fact they denied it. It wouldn't make any sense anyhow. They don't need to control all of Europe, but the Ukrainians want the world to believe that so they can suck more taxpayers' money out of all the European countries and the United States. Good thing President Trump slammed the door in that little twerp's face, but at the same time, that isn't stopping him. He's going on with his false flag operation, and that'll be the next thing in the news. So, anyhow, the tide started turning back in December of 2023, and the galactic beings who are in their spacecraft, they don't choose to land on Earth yet. There would be too much violence by the dark side, claiming that they would be invading us, and they're not here to invade us. They're actually here to help us. They've got goodies for us, but the powers to be in this world don't want them to give us free med beds or free replicators like they had in Star Trek or any free technology of free energy and all those goodies. They don't want that because they would be losing their control of humanity, charging us for energy that we should be having for free and all the other scams they have going to suck everything they can out of the poor people. And so anyhow, things have been progressing in a positive direction since that day. And it happened with a meditation. And then with three more meditations this past August, this giant portal, referred to as the Portal 1221, was open. It's going to stay open. It's a portal to the rest of the galaxy. And we need to start using our minds and learning how to utilize this new connection that has been provided us. You're not going to hear about it on regular TV. Absolutely not. Because they don't want this. Regular TV is ruled by the dark side. They want to keep convincing you vaccines are the way to go, you know, so they can poison you so you'll get sicker, you know. The Gates Foundation people, are buying up more farmland to grow more genetically modified food, which is not really good for you, make you a weaker person. And all the other bad guys are doing all their bad things, you know, more wars, more making people sick via vaccines. And if you actually think vaccines are good, boy, are you stupid. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. I dare anyone to call in. I don't want you to because you'd be wasting your time, really, but try to convince me that there's any goodness to vaccine. It's all about mind manipulation and putting poison into people's bodies. And then claiming, oh, look what we did. But that's Big Pharma's interpretation of the situation. It can be really interpreted quite differently. And it also can talk about things that they don't talk about. They talk about, well, the whole situation, we gave you a vaccine, look, it saved you. You know, that's just a conversation. They didn't prove that. You know? And then they offer, they said, well, we did surveys and proof. You know? It's all about mind manipulation control. They tell you they did something. And if you don't have the thinking abilities and the knowledge of what real health care is, you're going to believe what they say. Because people were gullible. And so that's what's going on. Anyhow, there's this portal opened up. And somebody made a statement on the blog, a blogger, on the portal, because you can go on there and blog and give your 2 cents, made a statement. It says, after opening the 1221 portal, it is important to, for us individuals to seek and build a relationship with our higher selves. You don't know what your higher self is? Well, most of us don't, really, because it never gets taught to humans. But the truth is, I'll just make it quick here. We're all kind of angelic humans, and we made a choice to come and be born into this the 3D world, the Matrix, to experience it. And some of us decided to be born here to effectively change things for the better. But either way, we all come from a higher source, and the plan was never for humans to come here and suffer and be a lowlife and an animal and a violent and angry type person. We're loving beings initially. Your higher self is the loving part of you, you know? Total reality is like a layer cake. We come from the highest level of physical reality, the 12th dimension. You know, we were disconnected by negative races hundreds of thousands of years ago. That's why we only have two DNA strands working. You know, supposedly our galactic brothers and sisters out there are trying to reconnect the rest of the dormant DNA. You know, that's why scientists have always said you're only using 5% of your brain, because you need the full 12 DNA strands running, operational, and turned on for your whole brain to be active. You know, some of us might have three, you know, think of an engine, you know, a motor engine, you know, cylinders, 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, 8-cylinder, 10-cylinder, 12-cylinder motor. Well, that's it. We've been running. We're 12-cylinder motors, and we've been running on 2, 3, or 3 at the most cylinders. And that doesn't give good performance. So we're talking about connecting with your higher self. Your higher self, when you be born into the physical world here, Your whole soul doesn't do it. A portion of your soul goes in to experience the low life, okay? The slower vibrating realms, that's what we're in. The higher ones vibrate faster. The lower you go, the slower the vibrations go. And that's what this blogger was talking about. We need to connect. You know, how do you do that? Well, it's just easier said than done. You know, you do it through meditation. It's a lot of work. You got to practice breathing. You got to use your mind, focus on what you want to do, reconnect to your higher self. Your higher self is perfect. You know? We're all angelic humans from where we started. We came here and we got corrupted and beaten down and all kinds of bad things like that. So you need to connect with your higher self. I'm not the authority on it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you're an authority on how to connect with your higher self, call in and enlighten us. Because we all need help in this area here. And talk about help. Well, another blogger on the portal site, you know, you can blog on that and give your 2 cents. All you have to do is sign in. Yeah, you know, it's 2012portal.blogspot.com. Well, another blogger said we should mention that we should call for help from ascended masters. Like Archangel Michael, Mary Magdalene. Yeah, Mary Magdalene. She's an ascended being. And Saint Germain, the one I talked about, right? Setting up the trust for humanity. And I believe that. And of course, all on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, one of Jesus' famous teachings while he was here on earth, one of his most famous teachings was, ask and you will receive. So this blogger is right on something here. We need to ask for help from these famous ascended beings. You know, you can ask for help from God himself, the Heavenly Father, if you address him properly. You know, God doesn't really have a name. We gave him a name. We gave him many names. But that's why the proper way, and that was another one of the teachings from Jesus, his disciples asked him, how should we pray? And he replied, Heavenly Father who art in heaven. You know, referring to the Supreme Being, the creator of all there is. Referring to him, I guess it's called the third person, addressing him as the Heavenly Father of all there is. And, you can call on the Heavenly Father of all there is, too. But we need to be calling on these beings that are paying attention to what is going on in our world. And when we get a favor done, be sure to show some gratitude and thanks. Because there's many things that we can't do ourselves, but by asking for help, we'll get some help by these unseen ascended masters. They can hear our thoughts. They can hear our requests. So it's important to ask for help. It'll be to your benefit. And these, what I'm talking about here, this is very important information because it relates to what's happening now. You know, these are crazy times and we all could use a little help. There's a famous song by the world's most popular group of all time, the Beatles. A little help from my friends. I get by with a little help from my friends. And these ascended masters are our friends. and they will help us in any way they possibly can, because everything is connected. And as the saying goes, you have not because you asked not. So ask and you will receive. Develop a communication. These beings exist. We can't see them unless they really go out of their way to make themselves visible, because they're vibrating so fast, faster than our eye could picture. An ascended being could be standing right next to you now, just being of service, wishing you would ask for some favor so he could use, or she could use their talents to help you. Because that's how fast they vibrate, because they're up 12th dimension above. Some of them hang out maybe in the 9th dimension. But all those dimensions above us, we can't see, because they're all vibrating so fast that the old saying goes, the hand is quicker than the eye. You know? And we all supposedly have guardian angels, too. You can ask your guardian angels for help. But you can't expect help without asking. Sometimes people are lucky and they get help. And there could be a thousand explanations how that happens. But if you really want help in this world, you really have to ask for it. And it's not crazy to ask for powerful beings that can't be seen, because I said that's why they're called ascended. Once they ascend, they vibrate faster, and we cannot see them with regular human eyes. Of course, there's ways to improve your sight. You know, some people are referred to as clairvoyant. They can see spirits, stuff like that. But, you know, you have to develop your senses to be able to see beyond the ordinary realms of human vision. And the proof of that, these things exist beyond our human sight. All you have to do is get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and study the photographs, and you'll see all the things that cameras can pick up that your eyes won't see. But the camera can pick up frequencies beyond human vision. So they do exist. My book has plenty of factual proof that these things are out there and exist. And there's plenty of proof from other people that have provided proof of these things. So take it seriously when I'm telling you, ask for help. And when this blogger was pointing out, ask for help, you know? Because these beings do look into our world, and when we call out for their help, no matter where they are, they can hear us. Because that's how intricate and amazing the universe is. Things you can't explain can be explained when you have more knowledge to explain it. So, the show is coming to an end. And I hope I've enlightened you about all the aspects of things that are happening now and ongoing. Tell your friends to tune in next week, and keep yourself aware about the greatest election in the history of the world maybe happening in your city now. I'm going to do the countdown, and you can hear lead guitar solo at the end of my song, You Depart in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, visit my music on YouTube, Tom Edison 5621. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Thank you.
a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being, you know.